that the Rebbe sent out to many people before Shavuos. This is on the third day of Sivan, the year Tavshin Dal, Brooklyn, New York. Peace and blessing. The Rebbe is expressing his best wishes towards the upcoming festival of Shavuos, the time the Torah was given to us, which is coming upon us. I am sending to you my blessings, a blessings of festivals to be rejoiced. We should receive the Torah in an inner. The Torah, which is God blessed, the Creator's wisdom, is longer than the measure of the land, and it's wider than the ocean. And when Hashem gave it to us on Mount Sinai, as it's known, He gave it according to the ability of each one and one. Every person can grasp in the Torah according to their ability, their talent, their God-given gift. Whatever Hashem gives you the ability of understanding, that's how much you are able to do it. There is some that can grasp in Torah the level that you shall choose life in literally, which means a very simple level, that's a very great reward here and in the future. And that is that the Torah guards and protects him from maybe serious and light punishments. But when you choose the life, which means you reach that level of Torah, then sort of you get a protection. But there's some are able to grasp in the Torah to understand that the Torah is gives direction to show what is the pathway that people should go, what they should do. It's sort of a guide for the individual, for the community. And the ways of the Torah are pleasant, and all passageways lead to peace. So both of these views are only as they're attributed to the revealed part of the Torah, they're not complete. Chabad also deals with the inner part of the Torah, reveals the luminary and the main purpose based on the Zohar, that there are three levels that connect one with the other, the Jew, the Torah, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu.
What was the last one, the Jew, the Torah, and what?
HaKadosh Baruch Hu.
God. The Jews, the Torah, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Torah is the inner connection that ties the creation with Hashem. The Torah is that binds the God with the world. The idea, very shortly, is because the world is created, this is in Hasidic terms, so I'm going through real quick, and without elaborating because it will take too long. The world is created in a way from existence, from ex nihilo, not in a way of ilo ve'olu, in a way of a cause and effect, as explained at length in Teres Chabad. And therefore, there is really no connection between the being and the ayin. What it's saying over here is, I'm going to say briefly, but what it's saying over here is, there is, when something comes down from a high level to a low level, it can come down like in a chain. A chain would mean that the lower ring is on top of the bottom of the upper ring, if you try to bring it down. Basically what it means, a chain, means that there is a connection. All the links are connected. What happens if you have a ring here, and then you have a ring below, but the rings are not connected? So when something comes from the upper level to the ring, goes down to the lower ring, but it doesn't go through various different, it's not a chain reaction, it's not a chain, there's not a connection over there. That would be called, like, and then you, when you look at the ring over here, and you say, where is this ring connected to? Well, it doesn't seem connected to anything, it's just in the ear over here. Something was created, something is here, there's a ring over here, but we don't see where the ring comes from, because it's not connected to anything. It just seems like it's a standalone right over there. When God creates the world, we feel like that ring, we don't see that we are actually a chain. We come from God, that God gives it and it comes down to us in a way from Hashem. But it's like it jumps over. It's not connected, sort of a visible connection. It's not called a hishtalshulus, it's not a chain and a one after the other, but there's a gap, sort of, there's the removal, there's a disconnect. And so the world as he says over here, the world is created in a way of yesh me'ayin. That means it's created from ex nihilo and existed from nothing. Because when we look at the world, we see nothing was there before. It starts over here. It's like that lone ring without. It's not linked to anything. We don't link. The world is not linked to God because we just look at the world as of itself. That means it's a yesh me'ayin. It's all by itself. We don't see the connection to God. That seems to be yesh me'ayin. And therefore, but that really means that there's a gap. We have really no connection to Hashem in a way that He's so much beyond that you can't connect. You can't connect it because it's too high. So, and this disconnect is whether it's the lowest level of the inanimate or it's the highest level of the human who speaks, meaning in the creation of the world, the highest of creation, the lowest of creation, all of us, all the inanimate, growing, and living things, and the human, and the speaking things, are all created beings. Even the person who is the most complete, wholesome, has the perfect intellect, he has the perfect talents, he has everything the perfect, yet cannot grasp at all Hashem. God, you cannot really comprehend God. Because the intellect itself is a created being. So you can't, we're a created being, you can't create, you can't understand a limited finite creation cannot understand and grasp something which is infinite, something which is not bounded. But Hashem, blessed, who is ultimate good, He wanted to give the person the possibility to be able to leave the boundaries and limitations in which he finds himself, because he's a created being, to go up not only in the world of the created being, but you should go beyond the box. You should go out of this limitation of being a created being, which you have your inherent limitations, so that you can unite with Hashem with total unity. So that's why God in His kindness gave us the true Torah and sanctified us with the mitzvahs, that through them, with them, and through them, a person can sort of leave his narrow, finite incarceration of this world and can unite with Hashem with a total unity and connect to Him. As it says, that when you connect to God, you are living today with blessing for receiving the Torah of Simcha Panimis. Basically, the opportunity of studying Torah, which is God's Torah, and the opportunity of doing mitzvahs, which is God's mitzvahs, they give us the ability to connect to God, to connect to the infinite. So while we're finite people, to use our intellect, to use our greatest talents, we're still not going to be able to reach anything because we're still within the finite world. The finite cannot reach the infinite. But God gives us the Torah, God gives us the mitzvahs. The Torah and the mitzvahs help us to leave our finite world, to leave our confinement, and able to connect to Hashem. Okay. Yeah?
I was thinking tefillot was our connection to Hashem.
Well, tefillot is also, but actually, tefillot are, it says that the tefillot is like a ladder that stands in the ground, but that's more actually on a ladder that you are climbing step by step to Hashem. But the Torah mitzvahs, I mean, that's also true, but the Torah mitzvahs are, in a way, connect you even higher than the intellect goes. God's wisdom and God's will, which is the Torah and the mitzvahs. But that's also true.